Okay, the star of this Trailblazers episode is Neha Singh, the CEO and founder of Obsess, one of the leading companies in the, and I should say, the leading company in the immersive commerce space. Obsess offers an experiential e-commerce platform enabling brands and retailers to create visual, immersive 3D virtual stores. Before Obsess, Neha was the head of product at Vogue, where she was responsible for product strategy and technology execution of Vogue's digital business, including content products, ad products, and distribution platforms. So happy you could join us today, Neha.
So glad to be here, Dan. Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome, awesome. So let's get it started. So let's start with a basic question. Can you start by elaborating more about what is Obsess? What does your platform do in the metaverse marketing space?
Yeah, absolutely.
And specifically for retail, right?
I should say. For sure. Yeah. So Obsess is an immersive shopping platform, and our mission is to basically make the online shopping experience more engaging, more branded, more fun. Because, you know, if you think about online shopping in any e-commerce website, you go to any site, it's typically a grid of thumbnails on a white background, right? And if you think about this interface, it's really been the same for 25 years when it was created first to sell books. And then somehow from books, you know, we started using the exact same design for selling all kinds of other products and for selling every different kind of brand. But now with the, availability of immersive technology and also being able to have it on a mobile phone, we can actually make the online shopping experience more interesting and more distinct for different brands, just like their real life experience is more distinct from each other. So ultimately, that's what Obsess provides as a platform. And we have a number of different kind of solutions in the immersive shopping space, but our biggest solution is around virtual stores, where we can create these 3D spaces for brands that they can merchandise with products in any way that they want. And that can all live as part of their e-commerce website, like integrated into their e-commerce platform, accessible to users just with a link, all mobile optimized. So you can, you know, the brand can put a link on their Instagram and it will open right on the in the in-app browser in Instagram. So making, metaverse technology super accessible to consumers, also to brands. And our other solutions include branded games, because we believe that's also another different way of brands to engage consumers. That's also in the immersive space where you're basically giving an activity to the consumer where they're learning more about the brand and about products. And at the end, they're getting a reward of some kind. And we find from our data that that really increases engagement rates and add to cart rates. And then we also have virtual shopping and virtual event solutions. So social shopping solutions, like being able to shop with your friends online, which is something you do in real life, but hasn't existed, online before. So essentially, we work with global enterprise brands to provide them these different software solutions.
No, that's cool. I mean, that's a lot. I've been following Obsess for quite a while, and super, super impressed with what you guys are doing there. And we'll continue to be watching for sure.
But thank you for following us.
but I'm curious. So, how did you get interested in metaverse marketing, and what led you to actually start Obsess?
Yeah, and I would say like my interest didn't quite start with the metaverse space, but it was really more about how to make online shopping better. But just a little bit of a backstory is that my background is in computer science. I was a software engineer at Google. That was my first job. And I really loved fashion, and I thought I wanted to become a fashion designer.
Which is why you were at Vogue, right?
Yeah. And so I started taking fashion design classes on the side while I was working at Google. But I realized after a couple of semesters that I was really bad at drawing. So then I decided to stick to the tech side of fashion. And I joined an early stage startup that was a luxury e-commerce company. And I was leading engineering and product there. And my first task there was to build the e-commerce website for this company. And I really wanted to create something that was different, because we had these unique products from unique designers. But what I found was, you know, all the platforms, you know, from Shopify to Salesforce Commerce Cloud, which back then was Demandware, they essentially give you these templates, you know, and all of it is very much like a database. And if you want to make something different, you really have to put a lot of custom engineering resources into it. So no wonder, you know, that every brand's website looks the same. So that was really my learning from there. And after that, I joined Vogue, which was, of course, a dream job for me. And I worked with so many brands who were our advertisers in the magazine to create interactive digital, you know, advertising experiences for them. But I constantly saw how much investment they were putting into their physical touch points with customers, like beautiful stores and fashion shows and events. But then when you went to their website, it was underwhelming and it didn't represent the same level of creativity that they were able to do in real life. So that's how sort of I got the idea. But then I did, I tried on my first VR headset, which was the Oculus DK2. And I was like, okay, this is going to be the solution to my problem. I love fashion. I love shopping, but I do not like online shopping and I don't have time to go to stores. That's really how we got started. Our mission has always been to, how do we improve the e-commerce experience? But in the initial years of the company, we were focusing more on headsets. This is kind of like the early VR hype. We moved more to mobile in the last 4 years.
Again, it's a matter of time, right? Before people are going to be using the VR headsets. I've got my latest Quest 3. I'm not sure I'm going to be getting the new Apple one quite yet, but it will happen. I kind of liken where we're at with headsets to like back in the day when we had like the brick phones, right? So it'll happen, but I think it's quite important that you've, in terms of how you've structured your platforms, where that you don't need a VR headset. So, and that's why I think Roblox and some of these other platforms are quite successful as well. My next question is probably going to be really difficult because you've had so many successes, but what recent achievement of Obsess are you the most proud of?
Yeah, that's definitely difficult because we have had, so this has been our biggest kind of holiday season, as you know, is the busiest in retail. So this has been our biggest holiday season ever. And we have had so many incredible launches with Crate and Barrel and J.Crew and today with Elf Cosmetics and more. But our biggest kind of recent achievement was launching a virtual store for Taylor Swift.
That's awesome.
A couple of weeks ago on November 13th. So she released a holiday ornament collection on her e-commerce website. And if you go to her site, you will see like a Christmas tree. And as you click on the Christmas tree, our virtual experience will open. It's a fairly simple experience because it's just for holiday ornaments and you can go all around the tree. You can shop by eras and you can add all of the ornaments from an era to your cart as well. So that was, super incredible for us. And also to be able to handle the scale, you know, of her fan base and that amount of traffic on our platform and, you know, not going down. So that was a big day.
That's really awesome. I mean, have you had a chance to meet her or no?
No, I wish.
Not yet. It's just a matter of time, right? But that's awesome news. Congratulations. That's super cool. Like you're the only one that can say that, right? So that ended up being an easy answer, I think, maybe. So next question. So personally, I've been in the AI space for quite a while. So I'm quite keen to hear, are you doing any AI integration? And if so, what are you doing?
So we have actually been using generative AI in our creative production process a lot, and it has really helped in our timelines and efficiency. So, you know, all of our virtual experiences, they're very custom designed to each brand because our belief is that it should not be, you know, just a cut and paste template and it looks the same, then we are back to where, you know, kind of e-commerce is. So today we often spend a lot of time in the initial part. So when we start working with a brand to figure out like, what do they want their immersive experience to look like? Like some of them might have a pretty good idea, but some might be exploring. And some might want it to look like a retail store, but some might want something completely fantastical. So with Gen AI and tools like Midjourney, what we've been able to do is make a lot of concepts really quickly for these spaces. And, you know, then we can kind of edit with Photoshop, Firefly, and we are able to get really, you know, beautiful, like high resolution concepts based on, of course, you know, you have to learn how to do the prompts and everything. But with that, when we show these options to brands, they are much more easily able to tell us, okay, I like that, I don't like that, I like this element. And then as we go into the 3D build, it's much more efficient because we are not iterating as much back and forth there because we have already through AI kind of set the concept. So that's the one big way we are using it. And then the other way is also to generate more content in our virtual store. So this is more kind of the user-facing part. So for example, one of our stores is for Babylist, which is a baby registry company. And in their store, we have this feature that's powered with AI where you can put the due date of your upcoming baby and then it will show you kind of most common names, you know, for people born on that day. And then you can also put the gender and it will show you different names and you can regenerate the name. So we can get all this content in a more automated way. And of course, that's really important for engaging consumers. So it's making that kind of more scalable. So at the moment, those are the two ways. And then next year, we might also introduce like AI-powered sales associates where they can answer your questions in the virtual store about the brand, products, or the store itself.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So talking about next year, so if you look at the space and I'd have to say the overall immersive commerce space has had an awesome year. And as you were just talking about, Obsess has had a pretty spectacular 2023 as well. So what are your plans to build on this success? So if we had to be really succinct, what's the one major goal that Obsess has for 2024?
Yeah, I think our one major goal from a platform perspective is to introduce personalization into these immersive experiences. So, you know, as you know, like consumers expect more and more personalization now in all their digital experiences. And in an immersive space, that's a little bit more technically challenging. It's not the challenging part is not like what products should we show you because there's enough recommendation algorithms and all of that that we can get that data. But the challenging part is like we are rendering, you know, a store dynamic, like rendering a store dynamically in 3D. So if the products that, you know, we should recommend to you are four jackets and four shoes, they need to be in a different display than if we were recommending three handbags and three skirts, right? So essentially, we are building a system that can dynamically display different things based on what is the personalized set of products we should show this user. And that's very technically challenging. But ultimately, that's really my vision for this space is that if you and I go to the same virtual store, we could see totally different things. Today, that's not the case. Today, we would see the exact same thing. And not only could we see different products, but, you know, maybe like even the environment can be personalized too. Like maybe you want to shop at night and I want to shop in the day. Or we ask like, do you want to shop in Paris today or Tokyo today? And like the whole environment changes. And then that's ultimately where the user is really feeling like this is, you know, for me. And it maybe is even welcoming you with your name on the wall, like welcome Dan to your store.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's our next big like technical challenge that we hope to kind of start releasing personalization features next year.
No. That sounds really cool. I love the aspect of like, yeah, I feel like shopping in Paris today or New York or London, whatever the case might be. That's cool. I love that. So I kind of feel like we could just keep going on and on and on. But trying to keep these podcasts kind of like succinct so that they're edible, right? So I much appreciate you joining us today. If a brand is listening and wants to contact you for possible collaboration, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can just visit our website at obsessvr.com.
All right, cool. Again, thank you so much. And look forward to a future interview as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me. This was really fun.
Cool. Okay.